From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Mexico's brutal drug war, cartels have slaughtered their rivals, killed police, and now increasingly they are targeting public officials. 11 mayors have been killed since January. NPR's Jason Beaubien sent this story from the city of Monterrey in northern Mexico on this surge in assassinations.
The places where politicians have been murdered in Mexico this year are the same places where drug violence has been raging. The first assassinations in February occurred in the northern states of Chihuahua and Durango. Then the killing shifted south to Guerrero, Oaxaca, and Michoacán. Lately, the violence has moved here to the volatile northeast. Over the last 2 months, four mayors have been gunned down in municipalities surrounding Monterrey. Just south of Monterrey, Santiago is a quaint tourist town where many of the local industrialists and business people come to spend their weekends. In August, the mayor, Edelmiro Cavazos, was abducted, allegedly by some of his own policemen, tortured, and eventually killed.
Mira, mi nombre es Andrés Cavazos, soy hermano de Edelmiro Cavazos.
Andrés Cavazos says his older brother became mayor because he wanted to change Santiago and improve the lives of the residents.
Se recibe el municipio en muy mal estado.
Andre says his brother took over a city in January with a huge deficit. As mayor, Cavazos also inherited a corrupt police force. Prosecutors say elements of Cavazos' police force turned against him after he fired some officers. The ramifications of his murder for the town have been huge. Santiago, which was already struggling to attract visitors, saw tourism drop even further. Below the town, there's a large reservoir called Presa de la Boca. Restaurants line the shore. On this day, at the peak of the lunch hour, some of the restaurants are completely empty. Others have only a few diners. About 200 yards offshore, there's a floating restaurant that's only accessible by boat. On board, the music is upbeat, but the manager, Jose Guadalupe, isn't. 20 white plastic tables emblazoned with the logo for Tecate beer are neatly arranged on his deck, but he has no customers. Guadalupe says business had been tough all year, but the killing of the mayor has scared away even more tourists.
Bueno, afecta no nada más empresa, afecta a todo lo que es el pueblo, toda la comunidad.
This didn't affect just business, Guadalupe says. It affected the entire town, the entire community, because the mayor is the maximum power here in Santiago. And if they can do this to him, clearly no one is protected. Last month in the southern state of Michoacán, the mayor of Tancítaro was found bludgeoned to death with a rock. Gustavo Sánchez was the 11th mayor killed in Mexico this year. In the wake of Sánchez's murder, President Felipe Calderón's security spokesman, Alejandro Poiré, vowed in a press conference that the Mexican federal government would do all it can to protect local politicians.
El gobierno federal en todo momento ha puesto a disposición de las autoridades locales.
Poiré said the federal government is making soldiers and federal police available to assist and train local law enforcement. But President Calderón has already deployed tens of thousands of soldiers and federal police across the country, and the security situation continues to get worse. Since Calderón launched his war against the drug cartels in December of 2006, more than 28,000 people have been killed. In May, a former presidential candidate was kidnapped and is still missing. In June, the leading candidate for governor in Tamaulipas was gunned down just days before the election. Gladys López Blanco, the head of a magazine called Alcaldes de México, or Mayors of Mexico, says since the start of the drug war, mayors have been threatened, but the number of assassinations now is at a level never seen before.
Esto no lo habíamos tenido, realmente... Este tipo de crímenes no se habían presentado mucho menos.
She says as the fight against organized crime has intensified, the criminals have become more aggressive. And part of their strategy, she says, has been to weaken the power of local government.
Estas muertes seguramente están obedeciendo también a una estrategia de inhibir la participación de los alcaldes en las.
These deaths surely have been part of a strategy to limit the participation of mayors in the upcoming elections, Lopez says. Referring to the criminals, she adds, they want to take greater control of our fundamental governmental structures, which are at the municipal level, because obviously it benefits them in growing their illicit activity. She says many good potential mayoral candidates in Mexico aren't going to run because they simply don't want to risk their lives. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monterrey.